Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I realize it's a league trip in October. Last weekend was big, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I mean, points are always big, Schulze, especially on the road.
You got to bank them when you get them. I understand that. But especially that kind of environment with a fairly young team. Again, they're passing with flying colors so far, aren't they?
Absolutely. And we might have played Tech. I mean, they're equally as young, so it's probably a good time to play them on the road too, where they're trying to figure out who they are as well.
Offensively, that was a question mark, but I think defensively they're even exceeding what maybe even my expectations were. Out of that group of guys, what have you noticed that is just so flat out good?
Well, I think right now a lot of the reason is our energy level's been high. I mean, our puck pressure's been good, our reloading's been good, and when you can forecheck and you can maintain good puck pressure, you can, when you can reload and get above pucks, you're going to spend minimal time in your defensive zone, and that's the thing that we're concentrating on.
In the past, you know, you've had a Matt Prapovesis who was on the ice a ton. How important is it for just the overall success of your team that you can roll more defensemen than just one group?
Well, it helps, absolutely. I mean, you can put one guy on the ice a lot, but it sure helps having, obviously a handful of them. We feel we have a handful of them, and especially, obviously, our seniors with Willie and Lufty and Rosie.
You were asked at the Beaver Pride lunch today something that, you know, being on the road with you guys as much as I have over the last couple of decades, that you realize that out here is different, out west, I mean. I remember a national tournament. Jerry York said, man, this is the third time we've been in a hotel all year. You were asked if you like the home and homes. Can you talk to the radio listeners and the TV audience as to what you said earlier today at Beaver Pride?
Well, yeah, I just like that. I just like that your fan base only has to get revved up for one game on the weekend. And I think that's, I mean, for them, that's great. Just, you know, you don't have to sit there and say, okay, which game do I want to go? Am I going to go to both? Which one am I going to go to? And I think if you only have one game on the weekend, I mean, you're going to go and there's going to be a good crowd typically, and there's going to be good energy, and you can prepare for that. You can plan for that. I just really like it. I just think I wish we could do more of it, Schulze. But again, geographically where we're at, it just is what it is. And, you know, it's even tight going to St. Cloud or going to Duluth as far as those one-on-ones. I mean, when you're 2.5 hours. But, you know, we do it, and they're on the schedule as a home game every year, and that's another reason why we do it. But, you know, it's probably not ideal, like in the East when, I mean, you can go from Providence to Lowell, and it's 1 hour and 15 minutes. I mean, Providence to Northeastern or BC or BU is under an hour, for example. And, you know, Merrimack to Lowell is 15 minutes, and BC to BU is 15 minutes. I mean, it's crazy when you think about the advantages they have from a travel standpoint.
They play a lot of times two different teams on the week too. You know, might even
almost
be
all the time.
Might
unless
even
they
be a Tuesday and then on the weekend.
100%.
A Friday and a Saturday. How much different is it coaching in the West?
Well, for a variety of different reasons, you're traveling more. You have to be cognizant, I think, of your practice, what you're doing in practice, what you're doing in the weight room. Is it midterms? Is it, you know, is it going into finals? There's a lot of things that play into this, Schulze, when, you know, you have to travel. And that's probably the biggest thing right there. And preparation. It's probably easier for us from a preparation standpoint because, you know, we can prepare for one team on the weekend where a lot of times they got to prepare. Well, you're preparing for your first game. So if they're playing a Friday, Saturday, and they're playing a split series with two different teams, they've got their scouting report for Saturday, but they're obviously working all week on their Friday one.
More with Coach Cerruturi when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruturi. Tom, onto the St. Cloud State Huskies in six games. They have scored a lot of goals. They haven't given up hardly any. When you think of this particular version of St. Cloud State, do you picture them more as an offensive team or a defensive team?
I know. I'm just watching them right now go underneath the camera right there. They did a good job right there. They did a really good job. So I think they're both. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, they both kind of mesh together is what I'm getting at, Schulze. So a lot of teams, a pretty good offensive team is going to be a pretty good defensive team at times because what they do is they possess the puck.
Great.
And when you possess the puck a lot of times, you're going to generate offense. You're going to create scoring chances. You're going to draw penalties. I think they're both, and they're old. So when you're old, they know how to play the game. I mean, these guys are wily veterans. They got 5 fifth-year seniors. So these kids have played a lot of hockey, and they know what they're doing out there. And You know, I think they're probably a combination of both.
Grant Kirkshank leads them in goals with six in six games. That's a heck of a start for anybody, but for a guy who's just transferring in, that's meshing pretty well pretty quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He's doing well, absolutely.
Will you match anybody with him this weekend?
Or well,
tonight
yeah,
in particular?
Yeah, I mean, obviously tonight we have the last line change, so... We have obviously some things that we can do. Obviously, we hit the last line change, so we like a few of our defensemen, and we're probably going to have those defensemen out on Kirkshank's line, that's for sure.
Generally speaking, do you match more in conference or out of conference?
Everything. I mean, every game, to me, every game is the same. Every game is equally important, and I think, you know, whether it's pairwise, whether it's a, the pairwise is every game, and obviously points are league games, but... No, you do. You coach the same way, Schultz. You know, I mean, there's some things that you do a little different sometimes. I mean, we're splitting goalies already. It's predetermined. Not that we won't do that in league games, but I'm doing that this weekend, for example. But no, I coach the same way, whether I'm playing St. Cloud or Tech, it doesn't matter.
Matias Scholl gets the start for you tonight, as you mentioned. He played both games last weekend. How have you noticed him kind of growing into that role? Since he was kind of the guy towards the end of last season?
Well, I think he has. He's another year, you know, he has another year of experience under his belt. I mean, he played some games last year, played quite a few games and played a lot of important games. And, I think he did get his, he's comfortable and, and he's right now, I think he's transitioned well into this year. And we've done a good job, I think, as a group, too. I want to make sure, too, that your goaltender is going to be as good as the collective group that you actually have. And what is that collective group doing? And, I mean, my Lord, I think we've given up under 20 shots three of the four games, and I think the game against Michigan Tech, throw the three-on-three aside. I mean, I don't know what they have, 20, 21, 22 at the end of the regulation. So we've done a good job of minimizing the shots as well. So that makes life a lot easier for our goaltender, Schultze.
You see all of those goalies every day.